welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm joined by Dr. Wanda Sneed, who is a faculty member in the Department of Medicine. She's also in the Division of Diabetes, Endocrinology, and Metabolism. And she's here to talk to us because November is National Diabetes Month. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Sneed.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you explain a little bit about the differences between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Well, first let me say that diabetes, the term itself, represents high blood glucose concentrations in the body. It can affect both adults and children. Typically, type 1 diabetes is found in what we used to refer to as juvenile diabetes. It's found in the younger population, and those who are diagnosed with type 1 require insulin to live and to control their blood sugar at all times because their body cannot produce the insulin that it requires. The difference in type 2 affects a larger percentage of the population. About 90 or 95% of the diagnoses are type 2 diabetics. And the individual can make his or her own insulin, but the cells in the body can't see that insulin and can't utilize it appropriately to keep the glucose levels at the normal concentrations.
Well, today's Wellcast is going to focus on type 2 that you mentioned. What are some of the risk factors associated with type 2 diabetes?
Well, one of the big factors is if you have obesity, if you have a BMI greater than 30, there is a genetic disposition if you have a mother, father, or brothers and sisters with diabetes. If you are a member of a high-risk population such as African American, Hispanic, Asian, and or Native American, if an individual has a baby, a woman has a baby more than 9 pounds, or she's had diabetes during pregnancy, which we refer to as gestational diabetes. If you have a blood pressure at or above 140 over 90 or above, and also abnormal blood fat levels. These are all predispositions to type 2 diabetes.
And I presume there are some health problems associated with those. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Almost definitely. Of course, it is the 7th leading cause of death. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death among most people with diabetes. It causes blindness, kidney failure, and it's the leading cause of what we refer to as non-traumatic amputations.
And what are some of the warning signs that people should know about?
The common warning signs that we tell individuals to be aware of: increased thirst, urinating frequently, blurred vision, feeling tired or lethargic, losing weight without actually trying to lose weight, if you have sores that are slow to heal, and if you find yourself losing feeling or if you get tingling in the hands or feet. Those are the typical signs that we look for and we hear individuals talk about when they come to visit their primary care physician.
So if we're wanting to be proactive and practice good health, what are some things that we can do as individuals to reduce our risk for getting diabetes?
Well, again, for those of us in the science and research population, diabetes continues to be a mystery. There is no cure for diabetes at this time. There are both genetic and environmental factors that play a role. We can't do anything about our genetics, of course, but as far as our environmental factors, if we keep our BMI below 30, so obesity is a prime risk factor, and lack of exercise. So what we ask individuals to do, again, is to watch their weight, get as much physical activity as possible, and if you are diabetic, then just manage your meds and try to keep your blood glucose levels as close to normal as possible.
And the last question I want to ask you is, where can people go to get more information on the subject of diabetes, and also if they want to get help at Vanderbilt, where can they go?
You can contact our Vanderbilt Diabetes Center or go to our website at www.vanderbiltdiabetes.org. Okay. We'll give you direction as to the physicians who are available to assist. We have an excellent diabetes center, the Eskin Diabetes Clinic, which will provide excellent nursing and follow-up care if you are referred by your primary care physician.
Okay, and we'll put a link to that with this podcast, so for people that are listening, they can just click on the link. Thank you so much for that information, and we appreciate you taking time to be with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.